Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. We're going to do another Rebuild Your Shop series. I want to talk about the traveling hack. I do these episodes for managers or shop owners or whatever. This is just shit that I've seen, that I've been through, that I'm going to share with you, all right? So when you're hiring a new tech, be careful of the traveling hack, okay? Right now, turnover, it's a huge deal. Hiring techs is a huge deal. In fact, if you get a tech to come to your shop for an interview, that's a big deal. Roll out the red fucking carpet, right? But wait, you gotta ask yourself as a manager, why is he here? Would you let a good tech leave your shop right now? Or would you do everything you could to keep him there? Would you address his concerns? Maybe it's pay, maybe it's $3 more an hour. That's all he needs. Maybe he needs just some time off. Would you do it if he was worth it? I would. But why is this guy at your shop wanting to come work with you? Was he good enough to keep where he was? How long was he there? Why is he leaving? Or did he hear that you're making changes to your shop for the better? Maybe. Maybe your techs are talking to their buddies, telling them the changes are being made and not just talked about. We got new lifts. We got new tire machines, new floor. Shop's clean. We're getting busier. We got rid of the bums in the shop that were dragging us down. Maybe this guy knows one of your techs. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Does this new guy know anybody in your shop? You should ask. Techs know other techs that this guy may have worked with. And if you're treating your technicians the way you should be, you can ask them and they'll do some research for you. Like I said before, we don't want to work with bums, dude. We don't want to work with traveling hacks. So your techs in your shop, they're going to call him out. If he wasn't good enough to keep at his previous shop, then he sure isn't good enough to work at your shop. And that's the way it needs to be. You'll save yourself turnover and pissed off technicians. And pissed off customers, too. Now, if you do your research and the new tech checks out, that's a different story. But me personally, I'd be wary of who comes in the door and for what reason. So many lies, so many traveling hacks out there. Just because they're a master tech and have 15 years experience doesn't mean they haven't been through all the bullshit that the previous managers put them through. They may be disgruntled. And sometimes, they just say fuck it after one little thing that pisses them off and they quit. Because you know everybody's hiring, right? Let those desperate shops pick these guys up and keep them in their shops. Let them fucking deal with it. Or they just suck. They can't fix anything. You know, they've been doing it for so long and they just fucking suck. The kind of scumbags that sell work and not even do it. Or sell work that doesn't even need done. I mean, I can't count how many times when I was a foreman, I was told techs are selling brakes at 5 millimeters, saying they're at 3 millimeters. I had to go and check, and guess what? They were right. The fucking new guy selling brakes at 5 millimeters on a small car, not a big fucking F550, on a Civic, fired him. Unacceptable, dude, period. These guys are out there, and you, the manager, you have to trust your techs when they come in and tell you that this shit is happening. When you hire in a new tech, you never know what you're going to get, you know? Not even just a new tech. Even the ones that have experience. To be honest, I'd rather hire a brand new, motivated, new to the industry tech than an experienced tech that has been to 6 different fucking dealerships in the past 5 years. Think about that. That's a bigger gamble. Hiring that guy, they know how to fuck the system over. They know how to get away with shit. A new tech you can train and mold to work with your team the way it should be. Turn them into real technicians, like the rest of your shop. What you want is to fix your fucking shop and have the technicians that currently work for you recommend other techs to come. This is how you start your real team. Once your techs contact their buddy at another dealership, they can find out what it'll take to get them to your shop. And you can find out exactly what they want and get them to come there. That way there's no bullshit guessing and over-promising and under-delivering, cutting back on the turnovers. You don't need to be desperate and hire anybody that comes in the door. That's where a lot of your fucking problems happen. Just fucking hiring anything. If you already have a strong team and a couple techs that are willing to train and get paid for it, whether they get paid for what the trainee does or get a bonus, I don't know, that's up to you. But sure, don't make them do it for fucking free. I'd bring in new techs and train from within. If you don't have any good techs around that you can acquire, make them. Mold the new techs into what you need. I'm not saying not to hire experienced technicians. I'm just saying do your research. There's nothing more furious than working in a shop and the boss hires a new tech that's a master tech and a fucking know-it-all. They come in your office, talk a big fucking game, and they really fucking sucks. It only takes a week to find out if they're garbage. When you see them diag shit and just order parts and doesn't fix it and they order more or even take it off a fucking used car to fix it, don't tell me you haven't seen this shit before. And then guess what? This guy turns out to be your new shop foreman. Instant loss of respect for him, the manager, the whole fucking shop, dude, completely. Techs start fucking quitting. It's a fucking shit show, right? We've all been through this shit. And managers put themselves in this situation. They do this shit because shit that's going down in their shop's not working out. And to keep their jobs, they have to make changes to show that they're trying to make things better, right? So they change the shop foreman instead of the tech in the shop that actually deserves to be the foreman and has the ability to do it and is well-respected, the manager hires a fucking idiot off the street. And the shop takes even more of a shit. I don't know, dude. Just keep doing it, I guess. I don't know why I even do these fucking episodes. I don't know if managers even listen to this shit. I know they listen, but do they actually listen? I know techs do. I should just do episodes for techs about how to play the fucking game. Anyways. Don't hire foremen off the street, dude. You have techs in your shop that are more than capable of that position. A foreman is a leader. They don't have to be the best fucking technician, the best at diagnosing shit. They just have to know where they stand and be able to say, I don't know, let's figure it out together. You know? They have to be a leader, not just some asshole that comes in and talks a good game and is really a piece of fucking shit. Traveling fucking hack. He's been to every goddamn dealership. But you fucking hired him. That's your fault. Nobody knows everything, dude. Attitude goes a long way, along with respect, motivation, and work ethic. Technicians know when somebody's full of shit, dude. Why don't you? Work with what you have. At this point, it may be all you got. If you show your technicians respect and let them lead the way, they need to lead the fucking shop. Maybe you won't have any issues if you let them fucking figure it out and fix it. Maybe the next leader, the next foreman, is in your shop right now. I'm trying to help you out here. You may not like what I'm saying, but it's the fucking truth, in my opinion. This is just a short episode I thought needed to be said. I know a lot of techs out there have been through this shit, worked their asses off, trying to become a team leader or a foreman, whatever, and have gotten fucking screwed over by management, only for them to hire some fucking idiot that worked at several different shops and talked a good game, but doesn't know shit, and has a bad reputation in the industry from techs, from peers that they've worked with. We all talk, dude. I don't know how many fucking times I gotta say that shit. One phone call I can find out about anybody. It's that simple. Listen to the fucking episodes, dude. Put it all together. Figure it out. It's all my opinion, dude. It's a comedy podcast. It's a parody. Power of the pen. Cover your ass, dude. You know all the sayings. I don't know how many more of these things I'm going to be doing as far as, I don't know. You know, we talked about the traveling hack and how not to hire him. Let's just keep going. We talked about making your shop better so your techs will want their buddies to come work there, you know? We want to work with good techs. I know a good tech. I want him to come here. What do you have to offer? I'm telling him that we're making good money. We're making good hours. We got a good schedule. We got good management. Come work here. Because he's at a shitty fucking shop. I want him working here. Techs will do that. We've talked about that. That's a good way to get techs, is when the techs you already have recommend somebody. We talked about hiring a newbie, fucking brand new technician, motivated. Train them, mold them to fit your shop. Now I want to talk about something you need to do also if you want to get new technicians in your shop. You need to invest. You have to invest in the new tech. Think about it. To do your job as a manager, or if you're a tech listening, which I'm sure there are many, think if you had to buy your own desk, your own chair, your own computer, keyboard, mouse, pens, decorate your fucking office, put in carpet, pay for your uniforms, pay to download all your computer programs, just to start working there at $15 an hour. Same with the technicians listening. If you were going to start all over knowing the prices of tools, the lack of tool trucks available right now, the hours you're turning, if you had to start all over, would you even do it? It costs you a fucking fortune to get where you're at now, the tools you acquired. So if you think about hiring a brand new tech, a new kid out of tech school or high school, think about what they have to spend to even start changing oil for $15 an hour. Think about it. When they can just go work anywhere else for the same amount with no investment. Anywhere. So you have to invest. If you want new technicians, brand new techs, you need to supply them with tools in a tool cart. There's videos out there on the fucking YouTube. The main one's from the Humble Mechanic. He does a video for a dealership that he sets up a tool cart with everything a new tech should need. I don't know how much the total was, but it wasn't that much. You can invest that. There's tool companies out there like Olsa Tools, Harbor Freight, whatever, that have pretty good quality shit that are half the cost of the tool truck. Harbor Freight has badass tool carts. I have one at home. I used it for 8 years. And I brought it home. I just bought a new one just because I wanted a bigger one. And the shit's still working great. You can't expect a new tech, an 18-year-old, to invest $6,000 in tools and work for $15 an hour. When you can literally spend $2,500 for his tools and supply them for him. That's a big deterrent for new techs, is having to buy their own tools. You can invest in a cart and basic tools and they can fucking use them. You can even work a payment plan if they choose to buy what you've provided them. Or rent to own. Whatever, dude. Or they can just use them and work on buying their own shit. Or they could just be idiots and go crazy on a tool truck. Whatever, you give them options. But let's be real here. When you hire in a new tech, some of them are not going to work out, dude. But give them a chance before they ruin their fucking credit blowing money on a tool truck for shit they'll never fucking use. Like I said, invest. You need to invest in your shop's future, the new hires. I've suggested a specific tech to train the new hires. Some dealers are actually doing this. They're having experienced technicians at each dealership they own just to train new techs. Classroom and hands-on. The techs are getting paid for this. The techs training them and the new hires. That's good, man. Those dealers are looking into the future. If your dealership's not doing that or your shop's not doing that, fucking start doing it. Yeah, it's going to cost you money. It's overhead. It's bottom line money, direct expense, but it's your job's future and your dealership's future. Got to pay to play, dude. Got to invest to succeed. It's not even that much, dude. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that shit in there. You have to invest in your new techs. If my son wanted to come and be a technician at a dealership right now, even mine, he would have to buy his own tools, right? He'd have to buy a cart. He'd have to buy every fucking hand tool he's going to need. Let me be real here. I would have to fucking buy it. I ain't got the money for that shit. He ain't got the money for that shit. What's he going to do? Go work at McDonald's for fucking 5 years to save up enough money to buy a tool cart? And then come and try to be a technician? You think that's going to happen? That ain't going to happen. Think he's going to go to college? No. That ain't going to fucking happen. I ain't paying for that shit. Brainwashed fucking academy. Seriously, man. Invest, dude. So many shops out there try to get away with as little amount of spending as possible. Even at the risk of the technician's safety. That's fucking bananas, dude. I don't know if the dealerships just need a bigger budget or what. I don't know what it's going to take. I'm not a manager. I'm not a director. I'm not an owner. I'm just a tech. That's it. Well, that's all I got. If you got any questions, comments, email me at flatratetechpodcast@gmail.com. That's it. Catch you all next time.